Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is your time to shine. This is Manifesting Miracles. My name is Michelle J. Lamont. I'm your host. I'm your spiritual guide. I'm your teacher and your podcast host. This is the one and only podcast on the internet, in the world, in the Milky Way galaxy that is here to help you co-collaborate with the creator to lift and be in divine alignment for the rest of your time incarnated here on Earth. You are made up of a chakra electronic system, and your personal power depends on your ability to harness it, your ability to call in light, your ability to be a creator, your ability to understand and attract all of the things that you want into your life effortlessly and easily, through gratitude, through your chakra system, through your energy, and through your knowledge. And my name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. And if this is your first time tuning in, let me explain it to you. Let me talk to you like you're my best friend, because you are. In this moment in time, you and I are in a conversation, an energetic whirlpool of words, of vibrations, of frequencies. And in this energetic whirlpool, everything is draining into you. The stars, they're colliding and exploding for you. The sun is shooting off gamma rays just for you. The moon is orbiting this planet as we hurl through space in one of 156 billion with a B solar systems. And yet you sit here pretending like you don't have personal power. For our entire lives, we have been led down this ridiculous matrix to believe that we are just mere mortals floating around in this, whatever you call it, universe, in a physical body. And yes, as a human being, you are living in a physical body. But humanity as a whole is so delusioned and so disconnected and disenfranchised from its personal state of power, its natural sense of knowing, that it misuses and doesn't know how to be the magnet to attract things in a natural state. To hold a natural point of attraction all the time means that you are living in a biological energy, a physical reality in which you and the energy are co-collaborating with the universe. And if you are sitting here saying, look, Michelle, I don't even understand. I'm just into manifesting. I'm just trying to, like, what are you talking about? Well, I want you to start binging my podcast, because each and every one of these episodes are literally tutorials. I coach people every single day. And I hope, really and truly, I hope that you're my future success story. Are you? Are you going to be writing a review after taking one of my courses or my classes and saying, I manifested this, I manifested this, I manifested this? I have seen people coming from way behind the starting line and win the race every time, because they understand their energy. They understand their personal power. They understand gratitude. And let's just talk about gratitude for just a second. Gratitude is the most powerful way to attract things into your life. Why don't you just put your hands on your heart right now and hold a little piece of gratitude for me and this podcast, just for a second. Deep breath in. And release. And I'm going to do the same. I hold great, deep admiration and gratitude, not only for the fact that you're listening, but for the fact that you are a future manifestor, a light being on this planet, and you are going to tell everybody within earshot about this podcast. 3, 2, 1, deep breath in. I'm sending you appreciation. So what happens when we sit there and we have some gratitude in that moment? It causes the arteries in your heart to literally swell and open up. And when you do, you actually feel that gratitude. There is a psychological aspect that takes part in the heart and the blood, and it's different than consciousness. It's a level of awareness. And when you feel anger or impatience or disconnected or disenfranchised, or when a person has really got your number, all of that energy gets drained out and it gets replaced by hardened, darker vibrations. And when you feel gratitude, that energy makes it to the heart, and somehow it begins to move into the brain, where we can imagine anything. And what is creativity? Creativity is one of the highest forms of intelligence, right? Creativity allows you to think up solutions. Creativity allows you to be in your personal power. Creativity is divine light. Creativity is divine force energy. Creativity is you tapping in to the smartest and the deepest level of your humanity and into your consciousness, into your subconscious. Subconscious thinking is nothing that we can trap and we can change or we can alter. Subconscious thinking is the level of our brain when we're asleep and we're dormant that starts to shift into change, that our personal power can be elevated into. And I want to talk about that. And I want to tell you a little bit more about your personal power. So let's just start with the concept of that you had to choose to go into the body that you're in now. You were created through an explosion called sex. And that friction, that energy, and maybe you were IVF baby, maybe you're, you know, that's the same thing. And then when you were being birthed, you had to choose to float into that body and live in this reality. You were born into personal power. You decided your astrology date. It represents a lot of your personality. It represents a lot of how you think. It represents what you want to conquer. And then you have your life path number. And that is the time, the date, the year that you were born. And if you don't know what life path number is, you can go to another episode and listen. And I have lots of episodes on life path numbers and on numerology, so you can dive a little bit deeper into that. And so what happens is that you come into this physical world exploding with energy, and everybody is waiting for you to make your first sound. Waiting. And then the baby screams and cries, and you are here. And you are here. And from that moment forward, you will be indoctrinated into so many different cults and cults of personality and the ways that people will try to manipulate your energy and control you. Because at the end of the day, they know that you are divine light energy and that you were created with the fire, the brimstone, the energy, the light, and the divineness of the one soul creator. And as you start to become part of this world, if you don't live in the United States, it may not be as prevalent. If you're somebody from Netherlands, or you're from Africa, or you're from Sweden, or you're from Belize, or you're from Australia. But here in the United States, Christianity was very dominant. I don't believe it carries the same weight that it did before. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions on Christianity. But the thing that I never really gelled with, it never really sat well with me, was this widespread belief that the fall of all humanity, everybody, was because of a woman. Now, what woman wrote this? No woman wrote this. What kind of man would say in a book that would then be taught all over the world and indoctrinated, oh yeah, you know, there was this chick Eve and she was in the Garden of Eden. And then this snake came along and, you know, said, hey, take a bite. And in that moment, God said, no, you're cast out, you and Eve, you and Adam. And now you're going to see nakedness and you're going to know who you are. So instantly, the fall of humanity happens with a snake, a woman, an apple, and a man. This sounds crazy, right? Like, of all the things that the creator God created, or universal energy, or however you see it, there was something that created everything. And in the United States, we have a very strong indoctrination into Christianity. And in Christianity, the second that we know about ourselves is that we're sinners. That means that we were already born of sin. And then that sin is passed down through generations, through education, through laws, through thoughts, through realities. And then you're birthed. And that great corruption corrupts your thoughts and corrupts your beliefs and corrupts the physicality of the influence of the reality of who you truly are. So it would behoove you to take a stance in self-love and appreciation and respect for any sins or transgressions you feel you may have committed in your life, and loving yourself fully in the now. We have to forgive the ancestors who literally taught that women are sinners, and that this is the ultimate sin, and that you were born in sin. That depletes your personal power from the get. You already believe you're not worthy of being here. You already believe that it's worse if you're a woman, and that she is the serpent, and she's the temptation, and we were kicked out of the Garden of Paradise. Garden of Paradise, because a serpent came and suggested that you eat something. Come on now. If you don't understand that that was a way to lower people into submission, then you already fighting behind the steer of the energy that God wants for you. There is no difference between any of us. We are all energetic beings who are here to illuminate our path and to walk in the right hand and to be an example of love and light. And the personal power has been tainted and confused and deciphered in a way that women are already bad and evil and we're the temptress. Oh, what were you wearing? You got raped? What were you wearing? Really? Did you have too many drinks? Were you walking on a street by yourself, unprotected by a man? What? As somebody who has been raped, beaten, sexually assaulted, physically assaulted, mentally assaulted, verbally assaulted, energetically assaulted, spiritually depleted, I can tell you that the love and the light starts with the forgiveness of this undeniable story of your sin. You are not a sinner. You were not born in sin. You were born free, pure, and whole. And every single thing you have learned since that conception date, when you came out, you jumped into the body and you screamed, "Ah, I'm here." Everything from that moment has been an influence on you. And I want you to take your own personal power back. I want you to step in to this self-love and self-awareness that you can affirm to yourself today. I am not a sinner. I was not made out of sin. I forgive everything in my history. I forgive my rapist. I forgive my torturer. I forgive my ex. I forgive my parents. I forgive the ocean for drowning my friend. Whatever it is, I forgive cancer for killing my dog. I forgive, all of it. Because filling yourself up with love, filling yourself up with light, calling in the vibration of love and above is going to help you manifest your reality faster. Because what is manifesting? In totality, manifesting is you thinking about something in collaboration with the energy, in collaboration with your practices, in collaboration with the cycles, in collaboration with prayer, in collaboration with love, light, energy, to then project that into the world, to be free, to manifest in likeness of Creator means that you take your personal power back. It doesn't belong to them. Anybody who makes you angry, anybody who makes you want to hate, anybody who you're just like, "Oh my God, I fucking hate them," they own you. They own you. And they have attached themselves vibrationally with these invisible strings, tying you to them. And every time you think of, let's say it's a political person in our country, it's our presidential nominations are coming up, and there is a lot of opinions and a lot of anger towards each candidate from different sides of the aisle, or however many candidates are, I don't know. And so you could say this person's name, and I won't say dump or anything like that, you know, trash can, whatever the person's name is, I forget. I won't say their name because I'm not going to attach myself to them, but if you say that person's name in a crowded room in the United States, you're going to have a fiery debate. Those who love and those who are smart enough to understand what a manipulator he is, what a con man. But honestly, all politicians are pretty much con men. Until we get women leaders in office, I politically stay out of it. But each time you catch yourself thinking of the boiling blood anger of the person who killed your dog, hurt your daughter, hurt your son, hurt your niece, hurt your wife, hurt your husband, whatever it was. And you get so riled up and blood boiling, blood curling. If you had a gun, you'd shoot him right now. Anger. There is no light left in you. Nothing. There's just nothing left to create with. And if you don't know this, if you're a man listening and you don't know this about women, women were born with a certain number of eggs. And every menstrual cycle, we lose those eggs. Some people lose them at the age of 12. They have two cycles and that's all the eggs they get. Some people can still have babies up until their 60s and 70s. And I saw a comedian the other day telling a really funny reference to this. So, and I can't remember his name, but he said, imagine if dudes knew that they only had a certain number of nuts left. Like, we have 120 nuts. So I don't know if I'm going to have sex with her or not because I might want to have a baby one day. It would have been so different, right? Like, men would think like women. Like, listen, I got to be smart about this. I only have a certain number of egg producing years. I went and got my egg follicle tested. I have 6 years of good egg making. So this comedian was like, you know, if you're down to your last five nuts, what are you going to do? And that's the position that women are in. And I thought it was such a genius way of talking about that. Because no matter what happens, we base ourselves, women base themselves on certain stipulations and certain points about femininity or masculinity or divine feminine and attracting a divine masculine, no matter hetero or bi or LGBTQ+, doesn't matter. But when you catch yourself being so overflowed with anger, there is no love and light in you. And that means that all of your personal power is 100% depleted. You can't feel the vibration of love if you're infested and riddled with hate and anger and pain. And in order for us to be creators, we have to literally, you want to think of your chakra system as energetic battery points filled with energy, okay? And they get depleted pretty easily because we just don't have a lot of personal power. That's why a lot of people are saying that these artists at concerts are harnessing energy to steal from the people so they can become stronger. Because in a human body, you only have access to so much energy. And so if you're going to be energetically connected to the pain, to the suffering, to the hate, to the fear, to the doubt, to the imposter syndrome, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to create a creative outlet in which that healing can begin, where the gratitude will go into your heart and affect your brain. It literally has a physical effect. Imagine the energetic result. And each time you stop yourself from that connection, that invisible string to that energy, that dark night of the soul person, the person who drags you down, the person who complains. You could tell, I have a family member that I love very much, but I could tell this person anything and within 3 minutes, they're going to complain. Guess what? I saw the most beautiful flowers on my walk today. Are you using sunscreen? Yeah. I'm using sunscreen. Did you wear a hat? No. Oh, did you put sunscreen in your hair? No. Back of your neck exposed. You could get cancer there. Like, it wouldn't matter what I said. They're going to start thinking of all the things that how this is going to fall apart. And if they weren't really like a genuinely kind person, I would cut them out of my life. It's just their way of thinking and I can't change that. So if you're surrounded by people that are, now nothing this person does cuts me down. They're just kind of a pessimist about getting sick. So let me clarify that. They're always like, well, did you check the label? Did you see if it was the bananas from this country or this country? Did you see if it was this? Well, you're eating, don't eat any more lemons because those are GMO. All lemons are GMO. You can only eat limes. You have to alkaline, Michelle. And so the love and support is awesome, but it's like, okay. But I used to be surrounded by people that were just vicious. And I was vicious. I'm not leaving myself off the table in this road of emotional roller coaster and say that I lived in a world where I was healed. I'm still healing. We're all still healing. Healing is a moving target. But each time you catch yourself in the moment of responding with fear or anger, stop. Stop yourself. If you're thinking about manifesting something into your reality and then all of a sudden you start to feel that fear, like, oh my God, what if it doesn't happen? And what if this? And what if that? And da 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 da. Stop yourself. Release that lower vibration and let it turn into light. Let it return back to love. You're swimming in the pool in the abyss of the unfaithful. You're swimming in the pool in the abyss of the snakes and the sharks. Meaning your shadow self is in control of the light. And in a quantum field of energy, we have to project our energy into the world in order to be a vibrational match and see what it is that is right in front of us. We're not creating anything. You're attracting and being able to visually see it now that you're a vibrational match to it. We don't manifest what we want. We manifest who we are. Dr. Wayne Dyer. And in that infinite, profound statement lies so much clarity. Because we think we have to know every single thing about every single thing. But the truth is that when you start to dwell in love, when you start to dwell in happiness, when you start letting go of things and forgetting things and not going down the rabbit hole, those connections to that energy starts to shift and change. And everything about you will start to shift and change. You will start to see things that you've never seen before. Manifestation occurs when we let the energy in and the emotional energy needs to flow, and it starts blending into your reality, which makes a vibration, which then gives you the feeling that you can manifest it, which means that you are not out of alignment, but you are one with source. And then that message gets transmitted into your brain and into your reality. And then that rhythmic beat and that balance of everything becomes the manifestation. And it means that you are in collaboration with the universe and all the necessary components to create that one said reality is popping out of nowhere. It's literally happening everywhere you go. But an important final step in the healing process is understanding that your ego wants to search for a problem, even when there isn't one. Because it hasn't let go of the past in order for you to move forward. When we think of living in peace, when we think of living in harmony, when we think of living in love, when we think of living in prosperity, it is unknown territory if you've never experienced it before. And that shit is scary. So, excuse me. How do you let the ego go? Because the ego is searching for that problem. It knows the past way better than the future. So in order to move forward, which is the scary part, it has to be healed from the wounds and separate your identity from your ego. And if you are always looking to heal that history, if you're always looking to be a vibrational connection to love, to light, to hope, to joy, then you're going to walk around feeling so good. You're going to walk around feeling enlightened. You're going to walk around like the light bulb in the lamp. You can send a satellite signal to the universe. I am ready, yo. Love empowers you to take control back and allows you to be a creator. And it's okay that you're not doing it perfectly. Nobody is. That's not the point. And guess what? All that fear and worry you have about not having enough money, well, that's just going to be you creating more and more situations in which you need money in. But the universe can bring you things in a million different ways. And the universe can allow you to be a co-collaborator in your reality without having all the fear and the drama and the sinner's ideology. Instead, you're walking with the light and the loved and the lighthearted. The Christ consciousness in you is divine light. Put aside any thoughts of religion or any books that make you feel like you're having to now prove yourself. You don't have to prove yourself. You proved yourself by sliding into the body and saying, okay, here I am. Earth sucks. When you're energy, you don't have a bank account. You just want something. There it is. And in order for you to delve into the realm of super creator, you're gonna have to learn that this is a perpetual thing that is going to keep showing up in your life over and over and over and over until you learn how to break up with your history and you start to say yes to your future. You start to see the blank slate as clay that you're gonna mold. You start to invite your angels in. You start to let your ego go. Ego allows fear. Ego allows you to want problems. Ego allows doubt. Ego allows negativity. And this is because your amygdala is overworked. You're in that fight or flight state. And then you've been brainwashed and indoctrinated to always want more. I want to be skinnier. I want to be richer. I want a bigger dick. I want a bigger boat. I want a bigger house. This is all a false God, false idols to make you feel lower than you already are. It's never going to be enough. You get the bigger house, you see somebody else's bigger house, then you want that one. It doesn't fucking end. So you have to call your power back. And you have to walk in a purposeful path that allows you to be illuminated on this earth. And once you are in that divine, powerful path and you are forgiven that history and you're walking in the light and you call light into your day every single day, put your handing on your heart and send gratitude out. Send gratitude to the people before you. Send gratitude to the people on the road. Send gratitude to the people who are working at the grocery store. Send gratitude to the every single person in your reality one day a month. Thank you to the trees. Thank you to the bees. Thank you to the maggots. Thank you to the fleas. Thank you to the skies. Thank you to the ocean. Thank you to the sun. Thank you to the moon. Thank you to the dolphins. Just spend one day a month all day long in perpetual gratitude, and you're going to have a very different tomorrow. And if you don't know where to start, I want you to understand that my only desire is for you to have a fulfilled life, for you to shift, for you to move, for you to find the way out. And I have dedicated all my time, my money, my resources, and my energy to elevating and illuminating this planet full of manifesting manifestors. And your personal power has never left you. It is not missing. You do not need to find it. You need to reconnect to it. And if you don't know, I have digital courses that you could start right now. Doubt to Dollars is an easy one. Great course. You will definitely get your money back on that course, okay? Maybe not today or tomorrow, but when you understand money differently, you won't be so scared of it, intimidated, and you won't put it on a fucking pedestal. And then I have Lucky Girl Syndrome, Imposter Syndrome. These are all phenomenal courses that you could be taking right now. And I also have a free 7-day course, in case you're just not sure, you want to dip your toe in. And I also have free blogs and a free weekly newsletter. If you're not subscribed to my newsletter, are you even a manifesting manifester? Come on now. All you got to do is right there where the show notes are, move up and sign up. So I want you to understand that it's important for you to go in and release those invisible strings and cut those ties, whether it's through crystal work or candle work or meditation or moon cycles or sun cycles. And if you don't know where to start, you don't know where to go, twice a month, I have a free 10-minute session on Zoom. And it asks you questions before you sign up, so I know where we are when we connect. And I'm going to help you get on that purposeful path to manifesting your joy and your happiness and your light and taking your personal power back. Look, it's a short trip from the cradle to the grave. And all of us end up with a toe tag on us, even our pets. And then we're just mere memories until everybody we know dies. And even then, somebody might look you up in a couple of centuries and be like, we had a great, 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 great grandmother. And her name was Michelle J. Lamont. Or it wouldn't be grandmother, aunt. Right? And you're going to be that somebody to somebody a couple of hundred years from now, 100 years from now, 50 years from now, whatever it is. You're going to be able to call your personal power back at any point in time when you release the history and you let go. And I want to show you how. I want to teach you how powerful you are. The success stories are unmatched. Person after person after person, review after review after review. When are you going to make the decision to invest in yourself? Start right now by forgiving those people. Cutting those strings, those ties that bind you, and allowing some love in. Because if all you have is anger and hate, you can't create. You're only going to attract more anger and more hate. All right, let's wrap it up. This was Personal Power with Michelle J. Lamont. I am so proud of you. I love you so much. And it's time for us, if this is your first time listening, well, here are the rules. You have to share this podcast with 5 people today. Price of entry. All right. Oh, that's right. Wayne wants you talking about it. Second, my dog is Wayne Dyer Lamont and my other dog is Dolly Parton. Secondly, you're going to have to start binging this podcast every single day. It's essential. The only thing behind this podcast is love. Love, love, love. Now, are you trying to sing, Wayne? Wayne's ready to wrap it up. All right. So as we leave, we always sing this chant because it's time for you to manifest your miracles right now. And it's 11:11 as I'm doing this. So 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything, everything, everything. Yes. Yes, my manifesting manifestors. I cannot wait to see you in my next live class. I can't wait for you to buy one of the digital products or show mugs and get moving your energy today, because today is a great day to manifest your miracles. I love you, and I will talk to you next time, this same time next week. Every Wednesday, I am live with a new podcast episode. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right, producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. 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 Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.